praise be Jesus and Mary. The Lord isn't necessarily telling us that when we want to hold a dinner, when we want to hold some event, that we want to invite guests, that we need not invite our own brothers and sisters, our own relatives as such. But it is telling us that we need to be willing to give as much as we can and not expect repayment. He also, by indicating the poor, the crippled, the lame, etc., the blind, that we need to reach out, even to those in need. Or as the Holy Fathers want to say, reach out to the peripheries. We do need to help each other. But our Lord is really trying to tell us here is a complete detachment. He wants to give us to give ourselves completely to Him. The word we use commonly for that is charity. And we commonly think of charity as reaching out to others, helping others, and there is much to that. But it gets much deeper, it's much deeper than that. The classic definition of charity is love of God for the sake of God Himself. Everything we do, yes, we should reach out, absolutely, but for the love of God, for Him. And because we love Him, we want to share that love with everyone else. And then it will be with great joy, even if it means much sacrifice. Or as St. Paul puts it, God loves a cheerful giver. The whole point being we're doing it for the love of Him. And if we are truly in love with Him, we really love God, we're going to want to give. It's not something we can keep within ourselves. We want to give. We want to share that. After all, that's what God did for us. His love for Himself, there was no one else, His love for Himself grew so strong that He wanted to share it. Result, creation. The angels and all of us to share His love with us. Now He is waiting for us to share that love with each other, continue extending it, reaching out, you see? That's the nature of genuine love. It wants to give, wants to reach out. That is what our Lord is telling us today. We need to reach out because we want to love God with everything, our whole being. And out of that love for Him, we share that love. Because He is so lovable. That's just His nature. And it's a very beautiful thing if we stop to reflect on that. And what does our Lord tell us? We need not think about our reward now. We will be rewarded at the end of time. In a way far beyond our imagining here on earth. Because we will see Him as He is. We will have that love. That is a love that grows for all eternity. Let us not hesitate to give whatever we can, make whatever sacrifice is necessary for the love of Him, to give ourselves back to Him in every way we can. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen.